Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ryan Shemp, former LSU Tiger, former MLB'er as well. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me. How y'all doing?
We're doing well, man. So LSU last night against SC did something they hadn't done at all this year, and that is erase a four-run deficit. They were previously they were winless when they were down by four runs or more. As they get in this point in the season, the way LSU's played here lately, winning five out of the last six, does it look like their confidence level is at a totally different level than it was maybe a week and a half ago?
Yeah, I think so. I think yesterday was huge for them. That was a good, solid team win. I mean, to fall behind like that and to have everybody jump on board and contribute and get a big win, I think that was huge for them. And that's a momentum that hopefully will carry them. I heard Kyle Peterson on the broadcast last night talk about LSU as one of the poster teams for gaining momentum in this tournament. And so hopefully that'll carry them.
Ryan, I have to get your opinion of, you know, Mississippi State maybe not using their Friday night guy and going with a young man that will be making his first SEC start against the Tigers tonight. What's your thoughts there?
Yeah, I don't know. You never know what's going on through the coaches' minds. Every coach is different and has their philosophy and their theories. So you never really know. It could be something that they see, or I'm honestly not sure who they're pitching tonight, but maybe they see something with the matchup at LSU that they choose to go with their guy tonight. So you never know. Every coach is different, and it's a long tournament and a long postseason. So they're trying to prepare for that and see how you want to navigate through the postseason.
Not to mention, Mississippi State has nothing to gain. They're going to be a lock for a top eight national seed. So no matter what happens, if they go to the loser's bracket tonight and go 2 and barbecue, it's really not going to impact their regional and super regional. Ryan Shemp, former LSU Tiger and MLB second and third baseman, at Ryan_Shemp on Twitter. Ryan, Cole Henry pitched 1 2/3 innings last night. Pitch count got up there, and I know he had some wacky things happen to him, didn't necessarily get through clean innings, but you saw enough, though, to feel encouraged, I would imagine, about his progression coming off that arm injury.
Yeah, I think so. The biggest thing, I mean, look, he gave up four runs, but I think the biggest thing was just that to get him out there and show signs of being healthy, because, like I said, it's a long postseason, so definitely good to get him out there. Get the pitch count up and hopefully build him up to where he can be a big part of the postseason.
Ryan, what's this tournament like as a player?
I tell you what, it's a ton of fun. It really was. I was lucky to go in 2008, 2009. It's a lot of fun. You're out of school. You're playing in a big tournament. Every game's on TV. It's a ton of fun. You try to enjoy it as much as you can and to win the tournament and carry some momentum into the postseason and as you get out of the tournament.
Ryan, I've played baseball at a lower level than you, but anytime there were these tournaments where you went away from your home, it was an opportunity to really – I mean, I'm sure that they're close and they bonded already, but it's another opportunity to strengthen that bond. Is that a part of it as well?
Absolutely, yeah, because you're spending a lot of time. Like I said, you're not in school, so you get to spend more time with your teammates. You're hanging around the hotel, going to see things, stick together. It definitely helps to bring you closer together, and it brings you back to when you're a kid just playing baseball in the summertime. So it's a fun time.
Josh Smith last night led off the game with a home run, also scored three total runs, drove in another on a single. He went 2 for 4. He's the key to that lineup. If he gets going again tonight, I think they got a great shot of beating Mississippi State.
Yeah, he's a stud. He really is. He can play the heck out of shortstop, and he's a tremendous hitter. And it was a big team win for him last night. Kay Beloso, a freshman. I mean, you can't say enough about what he's done contributing to that team, just being thrown into the fire like that. And And it was a good night for him as well and the team.
I think moving him to the DH spot makes him an even better hitter. I mean, his average is now almost 300 at 290. And look, he's been in the DH spot after spraining his ankle a couple weeks ago. But, Ryan, if you're a DH, you don't have to worry about fielding. How much more are you able to concentrate on hitting?
Yeah, the DH is not easy. Some people can do it well. Some people adjust to it well. Some people don't. It's there's definitely a little trick, and there's an art to being a DH, trying to stay locked into the game, staying loose. And the tough thing about DH is when you don't play the field and you have a bad at-bat, you don't have that chance to go out on defense and to try to redeem yourself or contribute in other ways. So it says a lot about him and his character, how he's handling it pretty well.
Ryan Schimpf, former LSU Tiger. Bear with me here, Ryan. Me and Deuce were talking about before you came on, you know, the pace of play has been a big part of the conversation at the major league level and college baseball level as well. And then they introduced the replay in the SEC, and some were kicking and screaming about that. But wouldn't you be able to speed up the game a little bit if you forced hitters to stay in the box in between pitches and not adjust their batting gloves eight different times?
Yeah, I know a lot of people have issues with pace of play. You know, I don't know if anybody has the right answer because some hitters take a long time. Some pitchers take a long time. Everybody's different. Sometimes replay can slow the game down. There's a lot of different variables that go in. I don't think anybody really has the right answer to it. I mean, I know as a hitter, as a player in general, you just get into the flow of the game. And for me personally, as a hitter, I didn't take too much time. I like to stay in the groove, and it almost threw me off when the pitcher was a little slower in between pitches. But from a fan standpoint, I'm not sure what the answer is. It's something that I think it's been discussed, and I don't know. I never liked when being pressured to get back into the box. I will say that. I like to do it at my own pace, but everybody's different with their pace of play.
But, I mean – adjusting your batting gloves eight times, is it really going to help you that much more to get that base hit?
Ryan, you just told him that you got in a groove.
Yep.
He doesn't like it.
I'm making a joke of it. I get it. And I know baseball players, athletes in general, they're very much routine driven. I understand that. I just look at it and go, God, I think you got the batting glove tight enough now. You don't have to fasten it. It's almost like Tourette's syndrome.
A lot of guys are superstitious. They have their tricks. Nomar Garciaparra, I don't know if you remember watching him. He did all kinds of stuff with his gloves. But and pitchers have their routines too on the mound. But yeah, I mean that's just something that's as far as the style like that. Yeah, you don't want to drag the at bat out forever. At some point, it's like okay, let's go. But when it comes to everybody's little superstitions or their routines, that's something that's personal to that kid and that player that makes them who they are. And I don't know, that'll be hard to change, but I know that they are changing some things in professional baseball that with the time clock and pace of play that is starting to trickle up into the big leagues, I believe.
Ryan Schimpf, thanks for being such a good sport, man.
I appreciate you having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.